Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, February 16th, 2018. Welcome to Day 393. Robert Mueller's federal grand jury has indicted 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities for violating criminal laws with the intent to interfere with U.S. elections and political processes. CNBC, ABC News, and The Washington Post are reporting that Mueller's office said that the government accuses all the defendants of conspiracy to defraud the United States. Three defendants are charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. The indictment charges that a Russian organization, known as the Internet Research Agency, waged information warfare against the United States by using social media platforms and fictitious American personas for, quote, supporting the presidential campaign of then-candidate Donald J. Trump and disparaging Hillary Clinton, end quote. Meanwhile, CNN says Rick Gates is close to a plea deal with Robert Mueller. The former Trump campaign advisor has been involved in plea negotiations for about a month, and people familiar with the case say he is poised to cooperate with the investigation. If Gates agrees to a plea deal, he will be the third known cooperator in the special counsel's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Next, the New York Times and Ars Technica say the FCC is investigating whether its chairman, quote, improperly coordinated with Sinclair, end quote, on rule changes that benefited the broadcaster. Ajit Pai is under investigation by the agency's independent watchdog for his role in the FCC's adopting new rules that allowed television broadcasters to increase the number of stations they own. The rules were adopted weeks before Sinclair announced a $3.9 billion deal to buy Tribune Media. The deal would not have been possible without the new rules. The investigation into Pai's relationship with Sinclair began at the end of last year. And finally, Politico and the New York Times say the FBI acknowledged that it failed to act on a tip in January that Nicholas Cruz had the potential of, quote, conducting a school shooting, end quote. The tipster said Cruz had a, quote, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, end quote. The FBI said some protocols were not followed. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 16-5 in favor of the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act. 2. Mitt Romney announced that he is running for the Senate seat being vacated by 7-term GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. 3. Donald Trump set the record for the longest period of time without a formal press conference in the last 50 years. 4. Jared Kushner filed another addendum to his personal financial disclosure form last month. 5. Scott Pruitt's security team recommended that he fly first class because somebody yelled at him, "You're fucking up the environment." 6. Steve Bannon told the House Intelligence Committee yesterday that he had been instructed by the White House to invoke executive privilege on behalf of Trump, and he declined to answer questions pertinent to the Russia investigation. Lawmakers are considering whether or not to hold him in contempt. And 7. 40% of Donald Trump's first cabinet-level picks have faced ethical or other controversies. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.